All right, everybody, this is TJ back again, here to talk to you guys about the summer movie trailers. Some of the summer movies are coming out this month. I'm really excited to see Independence Day 2 Resurgence. Now, I'm a really big Independence Day fan. I mean, I could quote that movie in my sleep because it's just, it's so good. I mean, the overall theme of it, the characters.
I just love Will Smith.
I love Will Smith in that movie, too. I mean, I think they should just go back and rename it Independence Day, Will Smith, period. That's it. I think I would see that movie. I mean, if they went back and recut it and just added Will Smith through the whole thing, I think. And Jeff Goldblum, of course, because Jeff Goldblum was grade A material in that. I mean,
Without him,
there would have been no Independence Day. So with the sequel coming out, now I did some research on the sequel, and I have to say the sequel is good. They got a lot of the original actors in there, except for Will Smith. They decided to kill his character off, which made no sense to me at all, because his character, Captain Stephen Hillard, is so memorable, and he just stole 98% of the movie
But he's busy with Suicide Squad.
That's so true. Will Smith is busy with Suicide
Which
Squad.
Which is, again, another summer movie that's coming out as well.
Oh, yes.
That everybody's really hyped for.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad as well. But getting back into Independence Day, Resurgence, it takes place 20 years after the original Independence Day, and, you know, the aliens come back, which
they just hated losing.
I think I would have hated losing, too. If it looked like I had the whole war in the bag, and then all of a sudden they send a computer virus and just destroy my entire armada, I'm going to be pretty pissed, too.
So they decided, hey, let's try this again.
Can we reset? We'll be prepared this time. We've had 20 years to get all of our upgrades, you know, level up a bit.
We gave y'all 20 years, too, so exactly. All even.
Yeah, they tried to make it, you know, viable and you know, give them a fighting chance, which they probably didn't have one in the first place, but okay. Like, the backstory was Will Smith's character died in a airplane spaceship configuration that they were testing, and it blew up. Personally, I was mad about that.
It's like a worse way to kill off a character.
Exactly. I was like, that's your... Okay, let's just kill him off. Let's just blow up his airplane. And,
Bill, can you throw that in there real quick?
Yeah, just write that in there. We couldn't get Will. So, we're just gonna blow his character up. I think that is a little more acceptable. So, I was a little upset about that. And, so now they have his son, you know, the little boy from the movie, playing Dylan Hillard, who is now filling that Will Smith role, which I was like, okay, that's acceptable. That's acceptable.
That's a good change up.
He just can't suck, though. He better not suck. He better have been, like, sitting in flight simulators at home in his PJs like every other flight simulator person is. I mean, and then they actually threw in Chris Hemsworth's brother, Liam Hemsworth, which, you know, I was like, okay, we got Thor's brother in there, so, I mean, this is acceptable. I was like, it'll be sort of good. They have the president from the original Independence Day, and they have his daughter all grown up, and she's, like, with Liam Hemsworth, and they're supposed to be, like, the new generation fighting the aliens and stuff like that. Acceptable. Then they had Jeff Goldblum in there. Jeff freaking Goldblum. I love Jeff Goldblum. Since Jurassic Park, I've loved Jeff Goldblum. And when they showed him in that trailer, I was like, sold. You got my money. Independence Day officially has my money. I mean, Will Smith's not there, but Jeff Goldblum is. I was like, that is enough to get me there. That is enough to get me there. They had Bill Pullman, the president, and I was like, okay, that's a good reel in. That has me interested. And then I saw Jeff Goldblum step out of the shadows. I was like, yep, that's it. Right now on YouTube, they have, like, viral videos that pretty much lay down what happened in the first movie leading all the way up to the sequel, which I love those little viral videos. Mm-hmm. Those are always good little fillers.
You guys should really go back on YouTube, check out some of that stuff. If you have never seen the first movie, please go watch it.
You are doing yourself a disservice if you have not seen the original Independence. I don't know what you were doing with your life
before watching the second movie. we don't know what's going on in your life.
So, moving on to Suicide Squad. Now, I've watched those trailers 50,000 times, and all I gotta say is Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn. Most attractive thing I've ever seen. Like, period. Like, I saw her in Focus with Will Smith, and for me, Focus is nothing but how Will Smith and Harley Quinn got on the Suicide Squad. I pretty much call that the origin story of how they got on there. I mean, as soon as I saw her in... I had to go back and backtrack her career, because I was like, where did she come from? I saw her in Wolf of Wall Street.
Where did she come from? Where did she go?
Exactly, pretty much. I saw her in Wolf of Wall Street. I was like, okay. She had a really funny scene in there. I'm not about to repeat it, but you know what scene I'm talking about.
I know what scene you're talking about.
And then I saw her in Focus, and I was like, okay, she's got that. I could see her playing Harley Quinn, and then I saw her in the trailer in the full costume and character, and I was like, sold.
For those that, sorry if we're talking over your heads, look up the scene, Who's Bennis from Wolf on Wall Street. Funniest thing that you'll ever watch.
Honestly, if you're having a bad day, just watch that video 3 times. I guarantee your week will drastically improve.
It is. It's ridiculous.
Each one of the characters on Suicide Squad, right now my favorite, next to Harley Quinn, of course, has to be Will Smith's character, Deadshot. A lot of people are giving him a lot of flack about it, because they're like, oh, Deadshot's not black. And I'm like, okay, as long as he can pull the character off, it shouldn't matter. I mean, is that really a big concern?
In a lot of the trailers, they gave Will Smith all his stuff, and gave him the target monocle, gave him the guns on the arms.
He is legit Deadshot, and I like how they kind of mixed his look up from Batman Arkham, from like the Arkham games, and then they kind of took inspirations from the Arrow show, and they just smashed it all together, and boom, you got Will Smith's character. Another fan favorite I saw was Killer Croc. That is one Batman villain I have never seen on the big screen before, and seeing him there was just amazing.
Normally, whenever you see Killer Croc, he's always animated, or you would always see him in video games, but this is the first time they've ever brought him out
in live action. It's just amazing, and Enchantress, she was looking really, really good too. I know her from the book. She's from like Justice League Dark and everything. First time seeing her in live action, and she looked very, very good, like hella good. I was, the effects around her, the way they did her costume and her eyes, I was like, oh, okay, she's gonna be one of those focal points for me too.
Katana's looking great as
Katana,
well.
Yes, Katana, oh my god. She's not an original member. I think she just rolls in, like, from being a vigilante or whatever. But from her costume to her soul sword, just amazing. Captain Boomerang, El Diablo, all those other characters on the Suicide Squad. Each one of them looked really good. And I really think this is DC's way of pulling themselves out of that Batman versus Superman slump, because
DC's been really great at making all their animated movies. They got Son of Batman, Batman versus Robin, Batman Bad Blood. They've just been really on point with all their animated stuff.
And it's like their animated stuff does 10 times better than their live action, but hopefully Suicide Squad will turn that around for them. Because I already know that they've already greenlit a sequel to Suicide Squad, and the first movie ain't even out yet. Everybody else from the original Suicide Squad movie has already signed on for at least 3 or 4 more pictures. And then they have cameos in there for Batman. You see Batman in like plenty of the shots from the trailer, so it's safe to say that all of this is happening within the same cinematic universe. So I think they're trying to take social cues from Marvel. Which is a good thing, because now it's starting to be that time, because Marvel is moving into their Phase 4, and we don't know what's going to happen after Phase 4, so DC probably bided their time and waited. They're like, when Marvel's curtain closes, we can open ours and take the limelight. But it's just like they said with Michael Jackson and Prince, there will never be another Marvel Cinematic Universe. Even if it comes to an end, there will be nothing to fill that gap. I mean, cinematically, movie-wise, Marvel dominates everything.
It always does.
They dominate everything.
And speaking of Marvel, their new movie, X-Men Apocalypse, is coming out soon.
Yes. So, with X-Men Apocalypse, number one, I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad they're basing everything off of the first class genre.
They honestly wanted to hit that reset button because they
really did.
They dropped
the ball a few times.
They were doing well, then they kind of messed up and they wanted to restart, reintroduce some characters, go back into detail about some people, mm-hmm. and just do. They thought they wanted to do better. They really wanted
to
do better.
And honestly, with this movie, I think they are. I think they're on the right track. I mean, we got some new characters, we got some old characters being reintroduced. Cyclops. Okay, so my biggest gripe about Cyclops, he's wearing sunglasses, and then when he takes his sunglasses off, he's still able to channel his optic blast into a beam. But we all know from the comic books,
when he takes
those glasses off,
and whatever's
in front of him is gone. I'm talking about a wide sweeping blast. I'm talking about complete decimation. But no, they were like, let's give him heat vision. I was like, that's not how Cyclops' eyes are. But I was like, okay, he's still young. Maybe he's not full power yet. All right? Then we got Jean Grey. From the original X-Men movies, I love the actress for Jean Grey. Okay? She had that mystique about her and that, oh, I could possibly be all powerful. And then, like, in The Last Stand, she was Phoenix and she was just... I'm sorry, she was just wrecking everybody.
You couldn't even get close to her.
Exactly. And now this Jean Grey, she's young, but...
she's still developing.
She's like channeling Katniss from Hunger Games, almost. she's channeling... And then it doesn't help that Katniss is in the movie.
It's true.
So, Mystique kind of being, like, the leader of the X-Men, she was... at one point, for all you comic book people, she was the leader of the X-Men for all of 15 minutes. And I like that they're making her the leader of the X-Men in this one. She's training everybody. I just want to see how she takes them from being students to being the X-Men that we all know and love. We have Angel from the Four Horsemen. You know, first he has the feather wings and he gets the metallic wings, which I'm looking forward to.
We're also looking forward to Psylocke.
Psylocke, oh my gosh. Olivia Munn as Psylocke. First off, I'm a big Olivia Munn fan ever since G4 Attack of the Show. I almost said Attack on Titan. Attack of the Show. Seeing her as Psylocke is amazing. I can't wait to see her powers. I can't wait to hear her reasoning for siding with Apocalypse. Storm with the Mohawk. I don't know whose idea that was in development, but kudos. Mohawk Storm is probably the most loved version of Storm in any, you know, genre of everything.
And when she switched places with Thor and became the god of thunder.
When she became the goddess of thunder, Storm, oh my gosh. But
That's just another different thing.
Oh yeah. All of the Four Horsemen, even Magneto, like when I was listening to the trailer, I was like, Magneto had a family and they died and that's his reasoning for joining the Apocalypse. I was like, that's weird.
It doesn't really sound like Magneto.
It doesn't. It sounds extremely out of character for him. But I was like, okay, maybe he just got sick of, you know,
just
messing with Charles in his wheelchair and everything. But, you know, maybe he was just like, this whole kill humanity thing is bleh. Maybe I'll just start a family.
Then there's actual Apocalypse. Looking at him, I don't know why. He always reminds me of Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers movie.
He does remind me of Ivan Ooze. Like, every time I look at him, I'm just like, really? I'm glad they muted his colors. He's not purple anymore. He's back to blue. Because when I saw the set photos of him, purple Apocalypse, I was just like, Who brought Ivan Ooze's cousin to set? But, you know, I'm just glad they muted his colors back to blue.
But he's still a great character. Mm-hmm. He still shows off all that power that Apocalypse always shows off. He can just stare at you and...
I'm mad that he was able to take control and hotwire any mutant that he wanted, and his reasoning for everything is just, it's like he's Magneto on steroids. Like, his methodology is Magneto on steroids. So I can't wait to see how that turns out. The effects for his powers, though, like, he was incinerating an entire city while giving an epic monologue.
He also cut dudes' throats with just sand, and he wasn't even staring at them. He was just going on and talking.
With sand. He was like Aladdin on meth. That was crazy. But that's X-Men Apocalypse. Definitely get to the theater and see that when it comes out. Moving on to Ghostbusters. Probably one of the most disliked trailers on YouTube. And personally, I don't know why.
I'm fine with the Ghostbusters being female. That's cool.
I am too. I mean, it's different. I mean, get Bill Murray to do it again, and one of the four Ghostbusters recently passed away. So, I mean, what else are you going to do? Who else are you going to pull? Who can fill those roles? So I was like, it's about time that we get a new, fresh roster. And them being females is actually very refreshing.
It really is. Like, everybody who's basically been cutting them down because they're female, dude, seriously, you need to find a new hobby or something.
It's not cool. They'll get my money. I'll see it.
They'll definitely
just have because mine. I'm a real big Ghostbusters fan, and I hear that they're gonna have cameos from some of the original Ghostbusters,
which will be great.
It will be. Chris Hemsworth's in it for all you Thor lovers. It seems like it's more of a inspired by Ghostbusters movie rather than a reboot or a reset, because it seems more. Okay, let's go back to the original Ghostbusters. Yes, it had its comedic moments, but there was also a sense of urgency in it because they were trying to stop this swell of supernatural and paranormal activity that was happening in New York. And even in the sequel, it was about bringing New York together, you know, city of brotherly love, to quell all the hatred from, like, the pink slime and stuff that was there.
Mm-hmm.
With this one, it seems more so like I don't get the sense of urgency from it. I do, but I don't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's there, but it's watered down.
Well, it's still a new movie, and they're still trying to introduce. They'll most likely have probably another movie coming out right after. Once they get their flow right, once they get their actors settled in,
yeah,
then it'll probably go. It'll be great as it goes.
Yeah, I have faith in the movie. I have faith in the movie. A lot of people are saying it sucks, and people look at me like I'm crazy because they're like, "Oh no, it's gonna suck." I'm like, "Let me reserve judgment. Let me read the reviews. Let me actually sit in on the movie, because most people who write reviews are biased anyway. So let me sit down, take a look at the movie, and I'll give it the yay or nay on that, because I don't believe in you know. Guilty until proven innocent. It's innocent until proven guilty for movies with me. But that is Ghostbusters, guys. Real quick, one thing I wanted to touch base on was Doctor Strange. Doctor Stephen Strange. Now, that movie is going to be phenomenal. I mean, the effects, his costume, we're getting a new Infinity Stone. We're close to six. We are close to six. As soon as we get all the Infinity Stones, Infinity War is going to be crazy. All I know is I better see Doctor Strange out there on the forefront, because mm-hmm. we've been to Asgard. We've been to the Subatomic Realm in Ant-Man. We've been fought Loki in New York with the Tesseract.
We've been in space thanks to the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, it's about time we see the paranormal side of Marvel. And Doctor Strange, I know, will do crazy well. And thank God Sony and Fox are not attached to either one of those, because every time Sony and Fox get attached to something, it just goes to, oh, what the crap is this, Bill?
Basically.
So, Doctor Strange, keep an eye out for that. Keep your ear to the ground for that. You will not be disappointed. This is TJ with Flashpoint. We will catch you guys next time. Later.
Laters.